Well, howdy everyone. Good morning. Why don't you grab your Bible or listen along with me as we dive back into 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's hear the very word of God now and be blessed by it. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts. Inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more. For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication. In all things you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. Therefore, we have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoiced exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For if in anything I have boasted to him about you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting to Titus was found true. And his affections are greater for you as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. Therefore, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything. Amen and amen. Praise God for his word. Such a comfort and encouragement for us to read Paul's words to the Corinthians here. Regarding the reason why he wrote them, what he said, the godly repentance that the Lord brought about in his people, that they turned from their sin and they turned unto Christ in true faith and obedience. Praise God. And the comfort that he received from hearing word from Titus about them, and the comfort that Titus received from being with them, all such wonderful things. And things that we can relate to even as we are comforted and encouraged and we rejoice with our fellow brothers and sisters when we go through different times of trial or discouragement, but then are with them and hear and see the Lord's work in and through them. Such a wonderful thing. Well, I pray that you are encouraged by this very chapter in God's Word, and I hope that you'll join me next time as we continue to read through 2 Corinthians, next time, chapter 8. We'll see you then. Take care.